Hello, my name is Bisi Oladipopo and welcome to my podcast. My website can be found at www.inspiredwordspodcast.com. Today I'll be sharing on the reality of heaven and hell. In this modern age, we tend to hear a lot of messages about God's love and that God loves us. This is true that God is love. He does not have love, God is actually love. 1 John 4:8 and I read, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." It is the goodness of God that leads a man to repentance, Romans 2:4, and this is probably one reason why we don't hear much about hell. However, we must remember that there are severe consequences for rejecting Jesus Christ, as Jesus is the way, not a way, the only way, the truth, and the life. John 14 verse 6. Hell was not created for man. Hell was created for the devil and his angels. Matthew 25:41, and I read, "Then said he also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Jesus warned people about hell during his earthly ministry. We can find this in Matthew 5:22, Mark 9:43, Luke 10:15 are a few scriptures amongst others that mention hell in the Gospels. Once again, scripture is clear that hell was not prepared for man. Matthew 25:41, nobody needs to go there if they receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, who died and tasted death for every man. Hebrews 2:9. Hell is a terrible place. Let's look very briefly what the Bible says about hell. "There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Luke 13 verse 28. Hell is referred to as a furnace of fire. Matthew 13 verse 50. "The smoke of their torment ascends up forever and ever, and they have no rest day and night." Revelation 14 verse 11. It is referred to as the bottomless pit. Revelation 20 verse 1. There are many other scriptures that speak about hell, especially in the book of Revelation, but the point has been made loud and clear. It is a place nobody needs to go to, as Jesus has paid the price. Now, let's have a look at heaven. Revelation 21:4. "No more tears, no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain." Revelation 21:10. "It's called the Holy Jerusalem, having the glory of God, and her light was like a stone, most precious, even like jasper stone, clear as crystals." Revelation 21:14. "The wall of the city has 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb." Revelation 21:18. "The building of the wall was as jaspers, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass." Revelation 21:21. "The 12 gates were 12 pearls." Revelation 22:1 talks about a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Revelation 22:5, "There shall be no night there, no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God gives the light, and we shall reign forever and ever." These are just a few scriptures that speak about heaven. Are you a Christian? It's time to prioritize the things of God's kingdom. If you don't know the Lord yet, the Lord loves you. He laid down his life for you. John 3:16, and I read, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." I will read John 3:16 again. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And I'll actually read verse 17. "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Once again, it's the goodness of God that leads a man to repentance. Will you respond positively to his goodness today? "Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." The truth is, God is good, is too good not to know. Thanks for listening.